He steers people to the right so that they don't run over the wet paint. Now, I got a phone call from Mr. Timberg last Saturday night. He asked if I would like to be grandma's disc jockey on WOI, that is to be interviewed by on this morning program where they interview a lot of people. And this young lady who runs that particular show was interested in this grandma's disc jockey angle. So I said, okay. So last Monday, I got this phone call. I was all set for it, and we had a little interview. And that's coming up next. Following that is Mr. Milford Stanley Poltroon of the Wretched Mess News out in West Yellowstone, Montana. And then on the following day, by another of our assistants to the president in Pittsburgh was interviewed on his widescreen project. It's Bill Fleming, the third fellow. He was a substitute for Jack Wheeler on KDKA at night when Jack Wheeler had the show. And we'd become acquainted. We held open circuit meetings of the board with him as well as with Jack Wheeler. But Miss Nancy down at WRI talked to him about his widescreen project. I haven't played too much of that because I don't know how interested you and Alex or any of you would be interested in this particular thing. But for three of our key personnel to be on WOI in 2 days was a pretty good exposure there. Now, I also gave him Jay Ward's name. Jay Ward is Paul Nichols' papa. And Nicholas Johnson, who's the commissioner on the Federal Communications Commission for 8 out of his 7-year terms, he finally had to walk out. They wouldn't find anybody. He said he'd stay until they found a replacement, but they wouldn't find a replacement. They just hung on to him, and he finally quit and ran for third district congressman here in Iowa, which is our home district, on the Democratic ticket. And he got beat out by a rival Democrat in the primary, and then the Democratic rival who beat him out got beat by the Republican candidate, and that's Charles Grassley, Chuck Grassley, and everyone of Chuck Grassley's staff in Washington owned an improved number 7 Bunad. But we'll get around now to these WOI programs. I think there's enough tape to get quite a bit of it on there anyhow. So this is what happened in last Tuesday and last Wednesday.
WOI Ames at 9 o'clock.
Breakthrough in Iowa recreation may be a system of conservation corridors where you can bicycle, ski, canoe, and hike along the state's rivers.
Leonard Nadal is a poet living in Hampton, Iowa. He's also the owner of Leonard's Bookshop, a true self-service establishment. And if that doesn't keep him busy enough, he's publishing the Hampton Literary Review.
The Ozarks have spawned a whole new interest in the music and folklore of the mountain people. Bernie Dean is helping to document life in the Ozarks, complete with characters and superstitions he has known.
In Mason City, Al Crowder has spawned another kind of nostalgia, that of old records. He's promised to get out his Edison and play some priceless bits.
And speaking of priceless, Milford Stanley Poltroon may have just what you're looking for in calendars, cards, and small towns in Idaho. He is the president of Wretched Mess Enterprises.
All that and more on This Morning.
That was the opening announcement on WOIAM on Tuesday morning, July the 29th, 1975.
It's old Victrola records and cylinders. We'll hear about communication between plants and man and talk to the man who would like to sell you a town in Idaho.
The final hour, This Morning discovers the record collection of Al Crowder, Mason City original, grandma's disc jockey.
Marcel Vogel didn't always believe in psychic phenomena, but some experiments in 1969 changed his mind about man's communication with plants. Now he's trying to change other people's minds about ESP.
Have you ever wanted to buy just a tiny chunk of America? Milford Stanley Platoon says he has a place for you and some other things, too, all out in Yellowstone, Montana. Stay tuned.
If you're a fancier of old records, then you ought to meet Al Crowder, who for 12 years in Mason City ran Grandma's Disc Jockey Show. He would crank up the old Victrola, or dust off the Edison cylinder, and play recordings from the early parts of this century. Mr. Crowder is an old showbiz type, and he has consented to talk with us about his days in radio and his collection of discs on the line from Mason City.
Mr. Crowder, you are Grandma's disc jockey.
Well, I am the former Grandma's disc jockey. Grandma's disc jockey rode the airwaves here in Mason City for over 12 years, and it was an old record program. I've had records on this program dating from 1904 on up to the late 40s. But it was a miscellaneous program. We had marches and we had talking records. We had songs and girl singers, boy singers. And I usually tried to sneak in one jazz record.
You had to sneak it in?
Well, the program was keyed to older people who could remember way back.
Mm.
Yeah, I took my first music lesson 63 years ago and made my first public appearance as a musician 60 years ago. And I began broadcasting in 1922. That was in the WHS in Louisville. But I've been a record nut. Well, I bought records for 2 years before I owned the phonograph. I knew I'd have a phonograph someday, and when I heard records that I liked, why, I would buy them. But I played in dance bands and for silent movies and hotels. I've been in booking offices. I played nightclubs, and I taught music, and I worked in music stores. I spent the last 3 years of the Roaring Twenties in Chicago, so I had enough background on most of the records that I played to be able to give a little story on them, as well as just merely spinning the records.
You've been kind enough to get out the old Edison and roll up a couple. What's going to be the first selection?
Well, now, that would be up to you. I can play the old Edison cylinder, or I can play a 1912 Model 7 Victrola.
Now, can you give us the difference in what that's going to sound like?
Well, I can give you an idea by playing them.
Okay.
First one is it's a pretty baby. It's played by Billy Murray. It's sung by Billy Murray, rather. That was recorded in 1916. And that's on an Edison cylinder. See, back in those days, records were made mostly to plug sheet music. The music publishing business was a big business, and the recording was just a little way of promoting popular songs. Radio wasn't going too strong in 1916, of course. That was a war secret. But now, Billy Murray, who recorded over 6,000 different songs, he collected approximately around $30,000, and that was his total take for over 6,000 different songs. The He had a rule. He would sing one song for $50 cash. Pocket the money, and that was the that was the way that he worked. But here is Billy Murray singing Pretty Baby.
You have some big Spiderbeck records.
Yes, I have one I have a number of Dick Spiderbeck records, including the very first one that he made, the Jeanette recording of Jazz Me Blues, which was the sensational record. It changed the whole style. That one record is responsible for changing the style of trumpet playing. And every trumpet player since then has been influenced by this one record, directly or indirectly. However, the record that I'd like to play is an unusual record in that it was recorded November 1924. The Jazz Me Blues, the original Big Spiderbeck record by the Wolverines, Big Trump on Cornet. The original record was produced in May, that is released in May, and this one was released in November in 1924. And Bix plays not only cornet, but he also plays piano on this. The regular piano player, Dick Bueno, in the orchestra, steps aside, and Bix plays one chorus on piano as well as the trumpet.
Okay.
Here we go.
For taking a couple of minutes.
Well, thank you, Nancy. And if anyone has any questions about old records or old tunes or old artists, why, if they write to the station, you get in touch with me. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
We'll do that.
All right.
Thanks again.
Well, it's very nice. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Al Crowder, otherwise known as Grandma's Disc Jockey in Mason City, Iowa. Best Enterprises. Try to bring you gift ideas. And today from West Yellowstone, Montana, we have Milford Stanley Poltroon, who heads up a novelty house with the dubious name Wretched Mess Enterprises. Nancy located him hovering around his garbage dump in West Yellowstone, and we've asked him to tell us more about his wares.
Mr. Poltroon, what is the Wretched Mess Enterprises?
Many people ask that question. Usually, we point out to them that it's really none of their business, but a nice, sweet, cuddly creature like yourself, I will say that it is otherwise entirely. We do a number of things up here at Wretched Mess in West Yellowstone. We actually create and purvey probably the highest class junk and trash in all of West Yellowstone, and believe you me, do we ever have competition.
Well, what kinds of novelty items?
We create a calendar, for example, that is done afresh from cover to likewise every year, the Wretched Mess calendar. And it's unusual in that it has over 400 wonderful holidays that nobody ever heard of before. For example, I'm peering right now at the 1975 edition of this calendar, because that's what year it is up here in West Yellowstone. How about back there in Ames, Iowa?
I think we're just about at that time.
That's right. Well, did you know that this is Terminal Hangnail Week?
No.
Well, it is, and there are 52 weeks in the year like that. We have passed Loose Morals, Dentures, and Lips, or National Sunk Week, and Doodly Squat Week, and last week was National Wait in Line Week. But this, as I said, is National Terminal Hangnail Week. And today happens to be Bitter Scandinavian or Sweden Sour Day. And tomorrow is Swallow Your Pride or Save Calories Day. And the whole calendar is like that. That's how it is.
It goes beyond just calendar production, I would imagine.
I beg your pardon?
It goes beyond calendars to other...
Yes, indeed. It goes beyond calendar.
I was afraid of that.
It goes into greeting cards and posters and just all manner of things that we try to lay on the public at large. When we, in fact, have a mail-order catalog that we send out to affluent, gullible people a nation over from which they can buy our stuff by mail. Providing they have money, of course.
Yes, I would imagine that that's the big catch.
Essential requisite.
How much money?
Well, we'd like to say in answer to that, how much have you got? But the answer, more factually, is that our items range in price from something like 25 or 35 cents up to ponderous sums of several hundred dollars. Like, we can sell you the entire town of Pocatello for, I think, $1,473.
Where is Pocatello?
Where is Pocatello? That is in Idaho, and it's about 160 miles southwest, as a sober crow might fly from here.
What?
Gather that you've never been out in these parts.
Not to Pocatello.
You've never been to Yellowstone.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
You missed West Yellowstone, however.
I think I did.
Many people do. You're not alone.
Well, how did you get the whole idea for starting the Wretched Mess Enterprises?
Well, I don't know. I was wandering around in the West Yellowstone Memorial Garbage Dump one day. I'm a director, by the way, of the West Yellowstone Garbage Improvement League. Our principal concern is our memorial garbage dump. And on one of the inspection tours, it seemed that it was not fair for us to keep all these wonderful artifacts for ourselves, and we should try to reproduce some of the finer things to share with the world at large. And so I think that's when it first struck me. Perhaps it was one night when I was sitting in the Lariat Bar pondering the vicissitudes of life. I'm not quite sure, but I felt that it would be nice to have a business where we could purvey things that kind of enshrine trivia.
Well, I've seen your advertisements in Saturday Review, and I was wondering if you've had much response.
Yes, we advertise in quite a number of magazines, including Saturday Review and House Beautiful and House and Garden, and indeed we do. We have a very gratifying response.
You mentioned back a while ago that you had cards, greeting cards.
Yes, we do.
Can you give me an example of the type of greeting card?
Yes. We have one line of cards that we have had for years. The first line I ever created was called our old bag cards. The name derived from the fact that instead of using Kraft common ordinary envelopes, we've taken brown paper bags and using modern technologies affixed self-gumming gum to the end so that you merely have to flop the end over and lo and behold, that envelope bag seals itself. And it's printed with spaces on the outside and the inscription U.S. Snail Mail Bag, a tribute to our postal service. And that's the carrier for the card. Now, the cards have incredibly lovely designs on the outside, and I'll hold one up here in front of the telephone. Is it coming through there, Nancy?
Vaguely, vaguely.
Well, it doesn't transmit too well by audio only, but one of the other features is that inside each card, instead of it just saying get well or happy birthday, there are five different wishes that you can wish people if you know how to mark an X in the proper square preceding each wish.
And what would those wishes be?
Well, they'd be things like get well or pay up or send money or happy birthday or thank you to pieces or a rapid escape from bedpans and all manner of things there.
Sounds economical.
Yes, so that you see, you can use any card for one of five or more different purposes. Right, you sent it, and know how to mark an X.
Are you responsible for thinking up most of the wretched mess items?
I do perhaps the majority of them. We have gifted folk around the country that are nice enough to contribute ideas from time to time. One such is right back there in your very own cuddly state of Iowa, none other than the renowned Orville K. Snab at Towers in Mason City. The item of this that we sell is the renowned CK key, the only key that's guaranteed to unlock all locks on chastity belts, even the common Sears and Ward and discount models.
I see. Terrific. Tell me, when you tire of wretched messes, what are you going to do with yourself?
Well, I don't seem to be tiring. We are presently in the throes of preparing another catalog, and the new 1976 calendar is just off the press. I have three new lines of greeting cards, including, for the first time in history, some wretched mess Christmas cards that we're going to perpetrate on the public. And I do have other hobbies. I'm exceedingly fond of fly fishing for trout fish.
Mm-hmm.
Waters around here are perhaps the finest remaining waters for such type of gullible fish in the whole United States of America.
Thank you for talking with us.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and however.
Yes. Thank you again, Mr. Poltroon.
Carry on.
Bye-bye.
Milford Stanley Poltroon is publisher of the Wretched Mess Calendar, among other things, in West Yellowstone, Montana.
It's Terminal Hangnail Week.
Well, happy Terminal Hangnail Week. You know what tomorrow is?
What is tomorrow?
Wednesday. We'll be back then. I'm Rick Lewis.
I'm Nancy Fusion.
Back tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Drag out the vacation films for your friends.
My God, is
man, Bill Fleming, has been involved in such film activity and is encouraging others to join in the creativity through the Wide Screen Association. We asked him to tell us more about his organization on the line from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Mr. Fleming, how large an organization is the Wide Screen Association?
Well, it depends on whether you're looking